Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Outgoing Energy Secretary Rick Perry speaking to White House reporters this morning and saying that the impeachment inquiry in Congress is not nearly as important to most Americans as economic growth and jobs are.
What's important to American people? Is it this charade that's getting played here in Washington, D.C.? That may be great political theater.
Also slamming the ongoing impeachment inquiry in a Fox News interview last night was Vice President Mike Pence.
It's been 3 years of endless investigations and a partisan attempt to overturn the results of the 2016 election.
But the inquiry only continues. The top Defense Department official for Ukraine policy, Laura Cooper, scheduled to testify behind closed doors today, though it's not clear yet if she's going to show up. And this is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Many in both parties are now coming down hard on President Trump for having used the word lynching to describe the House impeachment inquiry against him. Among those condemning him for it is Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
He never should have used the word. Never.
Meanwhile, former Vice President Joe Biden's now apologizing for referring to the 1998 impeachment of former President Bill Clinton as a partisan lynching during a CNN interview, a recording of which has surfaced since President Trump used that term yesterday. Former Dallas police officer Amber Geiger's lawyers say they plan to appeal both her murder conviction and her 10-year sentence. Geiger, convicted last month of murdering her neighbor just over a year ago, claiming she mistakenly entered his apartment thinking it was hers and shooting him because she thought he was a burglar. It's game 2 of the World Series tonight. The Nats over the Stros, 1-0. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA.
Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg is to testify at a U.S. House hearing today. He'll talk to the House Financial Services panel about Facebook's controversial plans for digital currency. The unknown Trump administration member who wrote an essay on the resistance from the inside now has a book deal, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The book, which is titled The Warning, will come out November 19th, more than a year after the essay appeared in the New York Times that said many within the administration were actively blocking some of President Trump's orders. The essay was published September of 2018. So far, no one has named the official, despite widespread speculation and the president's own suggestion that the author's identity be investigated. Hatchet Books is calling it an unprecedented behind-the-scenes portrait that offers a shocking first-hand account of President Trump and his record. The author will be identified as a senior Trump administration official. According to the publisher, the author accepted no advance and will donate a portion of the royalties to nonprofits that focus on accountability and standing up for truth in oppressive countries. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And SpaceX has announced it's going to launch satellite internet service sometime next year. You can find us on the internet at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stair lift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, just like that, we're back with you. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. And just like that, it is, yes, New York Times best-selling author, media analyst, and legal commentary professor and all that good stuff, the one and only James Herzen. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing great. Great to be with you, Bill.
Always good. Hey, okay, Donald Trump finally gave some marching orders to the GOP. Like, hey, can you guys kind of watch my six regarding this impeachment drumbeat?
Yeah, really. And the impeachment drumbeat is actually a fake drumbeat because there hasn't been a vote on impeachment. All of the proceedings are behind closed doors. And they're primarily being conducted by a person with zero credibility, Adam Schiff. Why zero credibility? Because he lied to us for 2 years about Russia collusion. He fabricated a dialogue with the president of Ukraine and President Trump in public and then called it a parody. And he blatantly lied on camera about contacts with the so-called whistleblower. So this is really, it's non-entity, but it doesn't stop certain people who call themselves Republican from running out and trying to harm this president and trying to let everyone know that they're breaking ranks. And I'm talking about a guy named Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, right, exactly. Right,
or maybe we should call him Pierre Delecto.
Yep. No, interesting. I mean, what's this guy? Did this guy go to Twitter school with, what's his name from New York?
With Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger, exactly.
Anthony Weiner.
What?
Yeah. What is the deal with this? I mean, well, what it is, okay, so Mitt Romney sets up a Twitter account under a fake name, And in secret pretends to be a third party, contacts members of the media, people like Soledad O'Brien and Britt Hume, and comments on various tweets pretending, and of course everything is favorable to Romney, everything is against Trump, and then he's out there liking in a Washington Post reporters that bash the president and other usual suspect, fake news suspects, under a fake name. And how did this come out? An interview with a reporter from The Atlantic who actually is writing an article trying to praise Mitt Romney and raise him up and say what a great guy he is, because this particular reporter, like so many, hates Donald Trump.
Right.
And in the process of interviewing him, he asks him, I've run across this Twitter account, Pierre Delecto, and I know that you've been in France, and it sure seems like you're
that could be you, right?
Well,
well, maybe the reporter heard heard Mrs. Romney. Pierre, do you want your afternoon tea?
But he answers. He says, "Is this you?" And Romney answers in French, and he says, "C'est moi."
It's me.
So he didn't John Kerry do that kind of stuff? Didn't the hot John Kerry speak French in public? Because I think he speaks French.
Mm.
So Romney must speak French. And so but you know, this thing about him, the president calls him pompous. But what he is essentially a counterfeit Republican, a counterfeit conservative.
Well, he's the poster child for all the rhinos. That's what he is, you know?
Well, that's right. He's a rhino. And he has the same disease that Hillary Clinton has. It's the I can't deal with the loss disease. I can't deal with being a loser.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we look back on 2012 and we look at what Romney did. We can just pick that debate with Candy Crowley where he caved. You could see in the final weeks of the campaign, he quit campaigning, much like Hillary Clinton did, not going to Wisconsin. And he choked, like the president said. He lost. And thank God he did, because his running mate was Paul Ryan, and we didn't know everything about Paul Ryan at that time.
That could have been absolutely ruinous to the Republican Party, James, you know, to your point there. Had they been elected, what would the Republican Party look today? I mean, already right now, I'm predicting the Democrats are heading for such an abyss that they will be decimated come 2020. I like what Mary Colbert said, relevant to the year 2020. She said, 2020, like vision, suddenly America is going to have a clarity of their politics and their lives like they've never had before. I said, you know, Mary, that's brilliant. I'm going to steal that, because I think there is something special about the year 2020 as it's coming about. And we're already seeing this. I mean, Donald Trump, the reason he's driving everybody nuts is because he's pulling back the shroud, as you and I have discussed, on all this, shadow bureaucracy, these unelected bureaucrats that have been pulling the levers in the background, and he's calling them out, and they're getting exposed, and they don't like it.
You're absolutely right, and there's no issue that was more revealing in recent days than the issue of the use of military force. 60 advisors, 60.
Wow.
Were pulled out of Syria, 60 advisors to the Kurds, and it was as if there was some kind of mega event, and all of a sudden we saw all these rhino Republicans, we saw Hillary Clinton come out, we saw, you know, Romney, others, and it's all these people we have been for what I guess we have to use this term for endless wars and nation building. Well,
it's the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned about, and it is well entrenched, James.
Yeah, that's right. And we have to ask the question, when these people like Bill Kristol, like the Never Trumpers, like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, like the Bushes, if they're all united together on this issue, and it appears as though only one formidable person in power is willing to stand up for this, that's President Trump, then we have to ask the question, why? Mm-hmm. And that brings up what Eisenhower warned us about. And what he was warning about is that there are people in the bureaucracy who profit from the use of military force in an aggressive and over-adventurous way. And those people, they sometimes profit while they're in office, like Hillary Clinton did with the Clinton Foundation. Sometimes they profit after they leave, like Mueller and Comey, and moving back and forth between private corporations and government jobs. But we know there's an entire industry that has been built on the backs of our military. And one Democrat woman who stood up against that, who's running for president, Tulsi Gabbard, then gets slimed, attacked, hacked on Twitter, and most recently called by Hillary Clinton a Russian asset. So Hillary Clinton is sees Russia, you know, they used to criticize.
If anything, she elevated her posture in the whole debate. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez coming at you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and legal professor, continues with us. James, as you were saying, Hillary Clinton could not help herself. You know, she looked in her crystal ball and went to Russia because she can see Russia through that crystal ball. And she saw Vladimir Putin and all the oligarchs pulling the levers for one Tulsi Gabbard, right?
Absolutely. Tulsi Gabbard's a Russian asset, according to Hillary Clinton. So is Jill Stein, the former candidate of the Green Party. And, of course, it was Hillary Clinton and her campaign that created the Russia hoax and said the same thing about President Trump. So, yeah, it's like that film, The Sixth Sense, where the promotion for the film was this child actor saying, I see dead people. Hillary, I see Russians.
In her sleep, Russians everywhere.
Everywhere.
Oh, she opens up the refrigerator and there's a Russian in there. It's scary. Yeah.
But it does show something about this cabal of people. And, you know, Tulsi Gabbard on Twitter, and I have to say, Tulsi Gabbard's a leftist. Tulsi Gabbard's basically a Bernie Sanders supporter. I disagree with her politics, but she did serve her nation as a veteran. She's currently a major in the Hawaiian National Guard. She just came off active duty. I appreciate her stand because, on this issue because it's very courageous. She, in her Twitter account and now live, called Hillary Clinton the, quote, queen of warmongers, quote.
Well, I'll tell you, James, I think she's going to be one of the stabilizing forces when it comes to rebuilding the Democratic Party. And meanwhile, for these rhino Republicans, others, I mean, what are they thinking? They don't have a rhino anybody who could possibly enter into the fray post-Donald Trump. Donald Trump's going to get reelected. And according to a latest polling, they're saying, and this is a credible polling outlet, saying that Donald Trump will run away with it. Now, I hate polls because you hear them both sides, and then you got to look into the small print in this. But this one has a lot of credibility. It seems to be consistent with what I'm hearing from insiders, and that is that, you know, this is going to be an incredible election for Donald Trump and for this country, that there will be such a landslide. And it will be so traumatic for the Democrats. It's almost going to be as if the American people are yelling and screaming from their kitchen tables. Do you hear me now?
Oh, no, that's absolutely right. Because when you look at the issues and accomplishments of actually what Trump is doing and what he's accomplishing, when it comes to the borders, when it comes to the sovereignty of America, when it comes to trade, and when it comes to this issue of war and foreign policy, he stands alone almost.
Right.
And against both parties, but guess who's on his side? The American people.
Exactly.
The polls also show that on all of those issues, the American people are overwhelmingly in support of the president's position. And that, you know, unless something dramatically changed, which is not going to happen, the Democrats stand for the total opposite on every issue.
And James, really, let me just interrupt you real quick here. Okay, listen to the response in Texas. Some 25,000 people there at the campaign stop there in Texas. And next to immigration in terms of the cheering, when the president reminded everybody that he was going to keep his promise of bringing our kids back home, bringing our soldiers back home, the stadium erupted. And the Democrats cannot get their brain. They don't even have a clue of how the American people are fed up with all these wars and these nation building and the waste of money and humanity that we've invested in these countries that care less. I mean, here it is. Our soldiers are moving out of, of the DMZ, this area, this protected area. They're clearing the way. And what are the Kurds are throwing potatoes and rocks at the military as they're leaving town. I mean, thank you very much for saving our bacon for the last 3.5 years and for all the men, all the American men and women who died defending us. And here's a rock. Thank you very much.
Yeah, hey, leave it to Donald Trump to be able to trap the Democratic Party into becoming the party of war. And this is a party that prided itself in anti-war statements and anti-war actions. If you remember,
yes, exactly.
The George Bush administration, Nancy Pelosi led the charge of defunding the military. She wanted to take away the funds, you know, for Afghanistan, for Iraq. Boy, did that change, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, all bluster, no bite, because she didn't come through. And why didn't she come through? Because, you know, the bottom line, because the Democrats do so much behind closed doors and in secrecy, right? You know, there was wheeling and dealing there, because if she was really convicted, if she had any conviction whatsoever and the courage to do so, she would have done it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's the thing. You know, I think the American people have to come to the conclusion that these leaders in the Democrat Party, people like Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi, and those that are running for president, people like Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden, have no convictions because they shift issues on a dime. And those people are all accusing President Trump of not having convictions, as he fulfills promise after promise, and he has the most consistent platform that for any politician in a very long time. So he appears to be genuine, and they appear to be fake.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, like you said, promises made, promises kept. You know, from moving and recognizing the capital of Israel to be Jerusalem, they said there's going to be an absolute devastation. All hell's going to break loose. Not one reporter came back and said, whoop, I guess we got that wrong. When he talked about being, wiretapped at Trump Tower before he became president. Oh, no. Well, technically, he didn't use the right term, so they questioned him on that, but they didn't come back and go, well, you know, the president was more right than wrong in talking about the border and all the hysteria that's been going on, that all that AOC and the squad have been shouting about. You know, we find out the president, again, more right than wrong about, you know, what is going on at our southern border. This latest incident, as you say, with what happened in Syria, you know, whether or not he is clever as a fox and smarter than the rest of them, you know, no doubt by making the move and saying America is going to get out, this is not our war, we shouldn't have been here to begin with, we're out of here. And what did it do? It forced the prevailing parties, who heretofore would not come and discuss things, do the very thing that we've said time and again, James. This is why you let the military go in and do what they do best. They break things up, they bomb stuff, and the reason that they do that is so people will sit at the table, play nice, and work things out. And this is what's happening. Call it tough love, call it what you want. But again, I think ultimately the president will be proved to be more right than wrong in this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And there was the change in the rules of engagement in the fight against ISIS that allowed the Trump administration to outperform the Obama administration.
Exactly.
But yeah, there's no question.
Yeah, this isn't about patty cake.
The press, we have been disgusted by what the media fails to report on. They failed to report on Fast and Furious. They failed to report on Benghazi. They failed to report on a host of scandals in the Obama administration. Now they failed to report on the scandal with Joe Biden and his son. They failed to report on Hillary Clinton and her erased emails and her bleach bit and her breaking of devices. It's truly sickening to the American people, which is part of the reason that you hear at these rallies the chant against CNN.
They are the poster children for quid pro quo, James. You know, Hillary and Joe Biden, and it's like, are you kidding me? And they just choose to ignore it because they think the American people, as Obama's counselor had suggested, that we're just too stupid. We don't know better. James Hurston, best-selling author, media and legal analyst, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare Advantage and Prescription Drug annual enrollment period is here, running from October 15th through December 7th, and people with Medicare are reviewing their health insurance options for 2020. Choosing a Medicare plan for you or your loved one can seem overwhelming, so it's smart to understand your options. Jeffrey Fernandez of Humana.
It is important to have all the information to choose the right Medicare plan. In addition to costs, be sure to take into account the network of doctors and hospitals, the list of medications that the Medicare prescription plan covers, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you choose the best plan for you and your loved ones.
For more information, visit Medicare.gov or Humana.com/Medicare or call a licensed sales agent at 1-800-213-5286 from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time 7 days a week.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Outgoing Energy Secretary Rick Perry speaking to White House reporters this morning and saying that the impeachment inquiry in Congress is not nearly as important to most Americans as economic growth and jobs are.
What's important to American people? Is it this charade that's getting played here in Washington, D.C.? That may be great political theater.
Also slamming the ongoing impeachment inquiry in a Fox News interview last night was Vice President Mike Pence.
It's been 3 years of endless investigations and a partisan attempt to overturn the results of the 2016 election.
But the inquiry only continues. The top Defense Department official for Ukraine policy, Laura Cooper, scheduled to testify behind closed doors today, though it's not clear yet if she's going to show up. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, just a quick reminder, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, we've got a new report out from more than 5,000 sheriffs, police chiefs, and prosecutors of the organization Fight Crime, Invest in Kids, and it's spotlighting abundant, powerful research documenting positive outcomes for children and teens who participate in high-quality after-school programs. The report being released in conjunction with Lights On After School shows that the hours immediately following school remain the prime time for juvenile crime, which is why after-school programs are proving to be one of the nation's best crime prevention strategies. For 20 years, Lights On After School has been the only nationwide events celebrating after-school programs and their important role in the lives of children, family, and communities. In fact, on Thursday, October the 24th, we want you to save that date, okay? Because more than a million people across the nation, and you can join in, all right, at the U.S. military bases worldwide, will turn the lights on for after-school by opening their doors to showcase the skills students gain and the talents they develop at their after-school programs. Now, the Empire State Building in New York City is going to be one of a dozen landmarks to light up for after-school that evening. So, again, a million people across the nation and U.S. military bases, Empire State Building, some other iconic landmarks are going to be lighting up after-school. So, Jody Grant, the Executive Director of the After School Alliance, and Barry Ford, President and CEO of the Council for Strong America, are here to tell us all about it. Jody, Barry, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, Jody, tell us more about this new report being released in conjunction with Lights On After School. What are the results?
Okay, so we are
so excited that Fight Crime Investing Kids has released this new report, because what we're doing with Lights On After School is we are showcasing the extraordinary things that are happening in after school programs, whether it's robotics or coding, working with a mentor, athletics, sports, theater. Our kids are participating in enriching activities that are helping them not just have fun, but build skills that are going to help them in life. And as we say, after-school programs keep our kids safe. They give working parents peace of mind, and they inspire learning. But there is another side to the coin, which is that in the hours after school, our kids don't stop learning. And they can be learning to do great things, or it can be prime time for juvenile crime. And that's why this report that Barry's organization has just put out is so important, to remind us that these investments make sense.
Barry, what stood out for you in this report?
Sure. The report's entitled From Risk to Opportunity, After School Programs Keep Kids Safe When Juvenile Crime Peaks. And there are two pieces of it that are most important to my mind. One is that it's actually a piece of it's a good news story. Since 2000, when we issued our last report on this issue, we have had a 70% reduction in juvenile arrests in our country.
Wow.
Of course. We wouldn't claim that after-school programs are responsible for all of that, but every single one of our members would attest to the fact that having a high-quality after-school program in their community was a key piece, a key answer to that dramatic reduction in juvenile arrests. The other thing I want to point to is the positive side of after-schools, right? After-school programs that are high-quality keep kids engaged, support academic achievement and attendance, support healthy habits, keep them engaged, and help them graduate from high school. And again, across all of our membership, they would say that the number one determinant of whether someone is going to be at risk for, you know, behavior that is antisocial or in some case, sometimes negative in the future, is whether they've been able to graduate from high school. Out of 10 inmates in incarceration throughout our country, 6 out of 10 don't have a high school diploma.
Wow.
But the fact that after-school programs are key to keeping kids active and engaged and able to complete schooling is really important. One more thing.
Exactly. Go ahead.
71% of young people aged 17 to 24 are currently ineligible to be in the military. So not only do we face a public safety crisis, we face a national security crisis. And there are three reasons why that 71% exists. Either they haven't graduated from high school and can't pass the entrance exam, they are unfit or unhealthy, or they have some kind of criminal record. So the fact that we have a public policy intervention in place that is, you know, shown to be successful throughout our country, just after-school programs, high-quality after-school programs, run in partnership with community-based organizations all over the country, is not only critical to keeping them safe and secure and on the right track in their own lives, it's also critical to the national security of our country. Because if we don't provide these opportunities for kids, they won't get the kind of support that they need to be ready, should they choose to serve our country in the armed services.
And just to pick up on what Barry's pointing out, we have nearly doubled the number of kids in after school since 2000, and we've seen a decrease in crime, and literally individual communities will show you the correlation between investments in after school and a decrease in crime, but we are still not reaching enough kids. So there are over 10 million kids in after-school programs today, but for every child that's in a program, there are two more whose parents want them to be in programs, but they're not available or they're not affordable. So we really need to up our game to make sure that in places where parents can afford after-school, they happily pay for it, and in places where they can't, we need to look to federal funding and state funding and other philanthropic dollars to pay for it. And and we absolutely, particularly if the federal government, need to be doing more.
And when we see these results like this, Jody and Barry, I mean, this is encouraging. I mean, you're saying you're investing in something that has a pretty good ROI here. This is excellent. What does a high performance or a high quality after school program look like, Jody?
One of the reasons I want to encourage your listeners to go visit Lights On After School is to see it themselves, because you will be blown away. Mm-hmm. I've been to programs. I was in one in Fairbanks, Alaska, and the kids had designed robotic hands that were doing all sorts of demonstrations with the hands. They had a literacy, it was elementary school kids, but they had a book club going on. They were doing Rube Goldberg machines. They had a local museum teaching them about all of the native animals to the area and the different types of fur and how it could be used. So these places are just hotbeds of excitement and learning, and it's also a place where for many kids they can find that adult mentor that they really bond with. Often these are educators who may or may not be teachers. They can be community-based organizations like Boys and Girls Clubs, YMCA, could be a police athletic league. We have great partnerships with police and community policing that are really encouraging these kids to be the best that they can be. And that helps them in school, but more important, it's going to help them succeed in life.
Barry, explain to the audience, Lights On After School, what it is, and what's going to be happening in our states.
Well, let me let Jody handle the specifics of Lights On After School. What I can tell you, though, in a number of states throughout the country, we will have our law enforcement members of Fight Crime Investing Kids participating in inviting and celebrating after school, whether it's in South Carolina or Missouri or Arkansas, Illinois. They will be a part of the celebration because they recognize the fundamental importance of the growth of this program.
Right. And Jody, real quick, because we've got about 30 seconds left, tell us along with that where they can go for more information.
Right.
Okay. All right.
www.afterschoolalliance.org. You can find out about after school celebrations in your community.
Jody,
reports available at strongnation.org/fightcrime.
Jody Grant, Executive Director of After School Alliance, and Barry Ford, President and CEO Council for a Strong America. Barry and Jody, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Thank you
very much.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
I don't blame you for your doubts. I mean, the mainstream media, all these Marxist lever pullers, and the deep state continues to move quite aggressively while the rest of us are trying to, live life and, fulfill the American dream and pass it on to our children. And meanwhile, you got all these antics that are happening in darkness and behind closed doors. That's the way they roll. But this is why, the pressure is on us, we the people, to make sure that we're well informed and we're discerners of the news and to make sure that, critical thinking is applied to decipher the truth no matter what. Professor Ryan Morin joins us now, a Shulman Fellow and the National Security Analyst for the Clarion Project, a nonprofit organization that educates the public about the threat of Islamic extremism, provides a platform for voices of moderation and tolerance within the Muslim community, also consults for various government agencies, political campaigns, and policymakers, professor of Homeland Security, Counterterrorism, and Political Science. Ryan, good to have you back. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. It's great to be with you again.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, the focus on Syria with all that's going on, and I you're the go-to guy to help us understand, the United States is out. All of a sudden, now we really start seeing, the truth of the matter. You've got Turkey aligning themselves and making a deal that they may regret down the road with Russia, so they bring Russia back into the fold. Assad is come out of his molehole, and he's now being seen in public, so he's all that in a bag of chips again. Boy, what a mess, and it's no wonder, I guess, in part, many Americans are saying, after 4 years there, why were we expending so much money, our treasury and our own humanity, our sons and daughters?
Sure, and I totally understand the sentiment, because I'm extremely frustrated with how we spend our money and how long these conflicts take, because I've been saying since 9/11 that we need to fight the war a certain way, and I don't feel it's really been fought that way in terms of having an ideological conflict. Before I criticize the president, I always try to capture the nuance here, and the nuance is that it was false to say that Trump was pulling out all forces out of Syria. I think that's going to happen down the line, but we need to be fair. But at the same time, I think it's clear that this decision to remove this small number of troops who are actually just going to Iraq, at least for a period of time, and aren't coming home, was a mistake, a very foreseeable mistake, one done without consultation with anyone except for the Islamist dictator of Turkey, Erdogan. It was a result of one of those late-night phone calls that Trump and Erdogan have that for whatever reason, Erdogan has some charm over American presidents, and we've seen this since Erdogan came into power in 2002. Now, what the president is boasting of right now is that there's been basically some kind of deal within Syria that excludes the Kurds, that results in creating a so-called safe zone where Turkey and their jihadist proxies have essentially kicked the Kurds out of some critical areas. Russia and Turkey are supposed to patrol that area, basically against the Kurds. And Assad, which means Iran, the dictator of Syria, is essentially a press secretary for Iran, is going to basically handle what's described as the Kurds. When people say the Kurds, what they're referring to is the Syrian Democratic Forces, which is a coalition of majority Kurds, but also includes Christians and Sunni Arabs. And that's the main U.S. coalition that's been the most effective partner for the United States on the ground by far. I mean, out of all the bad actors in that area of the world, the Syrian Democratic Forces is really our only option. And so I'm not happy about this deal, even if it results in a temporary decrease in the amount of blood that's being shed.
Well, with Assad overseeing the Kurds, is that like letting the fox in the hen house?
From the Kurdish, well, the Kurdish-Syrian Arab coalition's perspective, Assad is better than Turkey, because even though Assad does not want the Kurdish coalition to have their own independence, of course, or autonomy, and they do not like Assad, it's better than what Turkey and the jihadist proxies want, which is basically a genocide. Turkey wants to eliminate the Kurdish identity as much as possible, and it has made it clear that the entirety of the Syrian Democratic Forces, not just a particular element, is considered to be terrorists, and that includes the Christian component. And that's why I've been sounding the alarm, and I can't believe the media hasn't really focused on this, that during the Turkish offensive, and even today, 100,000 Christians are in danger as a result of this maneuver.
Wow. Now, there was, of course, from Erdogan's perspective, they were being tormented and terrorized by the Kurds. Is that the case?
No. There are Kurdish splinter groups that have carried out acts of terrorism on Turkish soil in recent years. That's a fair point to make. There are some who sympathize even with those attacks when it's going after security forces or politicians, because they say the Turks are so oppressive towards the Kurds as retaliation. I still think it's unjustified. But there is this oversimplification happening that kind of merges together rhetorically all the Kurdish terrorists with the Syrian Kurds, with the Iraqi Kurds, as if they're all one single entity, and it's simply not true. Unfortunately, the president has regurgitate a lot of those Turkish propaganda lines on Twitter, not because he necessarily understands them or believes in them, but because he gets defensive from the criticism, and so he hears an argument to bolster his position, and then he adopts it.
Well, I think this has been the challenge, Ryan, and you know better than anybody else, because you've been a student of this for so long, is there's so much nuance. I mean, this has been going on. I mean, this is what they call ancient hatred. This has been going on for hundreds of years. This isn't something that just happened a little bit ago, and we don't understand. I mean, this is the Hatfields and the McCoys with steroids, you know, the kind of hatred that they have for one another, the Sunni and Shia dynamic, and then all the other nuances, as you mentioned, that are involved here. How can the West begin to understand it, much less go in and try to fight against it?
Or try to reshape the country.
Right.
I basically take the perspective that we should look at the trends and then essentially surrender to the ones that we can't change. And there is a trend that's positive, which is the relatively progressive ideology of the Kurds in Iraq and Syria, and in Iran, to some degree in Turkey. I feel that we should have, right from the beginning, been investing a lot of money, our capital, our strategy in bolstering the Kurdish-led coalition, and that would also give us leverage over them if they were to start dealing with foreign powers or persecuting Christians and that sort of thing. But the only way to have any light within this darkness would be to empower that Kurdish coalition as much as possible with a goal of eventual independence, which is going to happen anyway. That's not something even worth resisting, because Syria doesn't exist anymore. It's breaking apart, just like Iraq is breaking apart into to a large degree. And it's better for us to base a strategy around those long-term trends of what's inevitable than looking for short-term improvements or wishing that we can change something that we really can't.
Well, with the breakup, are we talking about the return of mullahs and ISIS and that? Because, you know, you can't have a void. I mean, there has to be something holding this together. And if it's all busting up, I mean, what does this look like 5 years from now, Ryan?
It looks like a disaster. We certainly go back to the day that the ISIS caliphate was declared. Even if they're not controlling as much territory, you have to understand how the ISIS ideology and their end times prophecies work. And very few people are pointing this out. It's more than just them declaring a caliphate and viewing that as the moment that brings Allah to give them victory, and therefore you have radical Muslims around the world joining them. That's just the first phase.
Right.
According to the prophecies that they describe in their own English language magazine that nobody reads, they've said right from the beginning, we believe that there will come a point where we will lose one-third of our fighters. They will be killed. One-third will flee. And then the remaining one-third will hang tight, and then they'll make a comeback. And it'll be actually during a fight with the Kurds and with Turkey, especially, in Syria. So if you have any sympathy at all for ISIS, even if you've said, all right, they're the losing oars, I don't want to bet on them anymore, and you look at ISIS regurgitating, especially as they break out of these prison camps, you're going to say, my gosh, they were right.
Yes.
They are fulfilling end times prophecy.
Well, this has been their focus. And as we know, when ideology like that drives an opponent, I mean, it takes them to levels that, it's the fight to the death, isn't it?
It is, because on a personal level, beyond the fact that they're dedicated to ISIS, let's just say ISIS didn't exist anymore. The people that follow ISIS have a selfish motive, which is to die in violent jihad so that they can wipe away their sin, because they don't believe in Jesus like you and I do.
Right.
So they need to wipe away their sin that is resulting in a lot of internal shame, and you'll see this in the wiretaps, when the FBI wiretaps ISIS suspects. They always belabor this point. They need to wipe away their sin. The only guaranteed way to do that in their mind is to die in violent jihad, and in their mind, basically send other people to hell because they haven't accepted the true form of Islam yet, as they see it.
Exactly.
So that they can go to paradise. It's not just remarkably twisted and evil. It's the most selfish thing on earth you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, it is an incredible redemptive plan, but is one that they're 100% all in for. Ryan, what's the short-term solution here, if there is one?
Well, there are solutions that we're not going to go for, that we're not going to go for.
Right.
We have to have an ideological apparatus on the Reagan model for the Cold War. It's cheaper. It's more effective. Nonviolent measures are more effective than violent ones. And it's so easy that people assume it's happening, but it actually isn't. So we have to first set up that apparatus if we want to actually make improvements here. But over the short term, the best thing that we could do would be to build up the Kurdish alternative and also make that aid dependent upon, them respecting human rights and things like that. But in Iraq and in Syria, the best thing we have going for us are the Kurdish coalition that we are now really at odds with. And we've got to push back on Erdogan, and I'm disturbed by the degree to which Erdogan has an influence on Trump. He shouldn't care what that Islamist thing
exactly is. Well, we've got to leave it there, and Ryan, look forward to having you back as the conversation continues. Ryan Morrow.
Thank you. The Humidity Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super D comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.